I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. You know our mantra, big issues, big guests. And too long we haven't spoken with one of the real powerhouses, not only in New Jersey, but in many circles across the country. He is the president of the Senate in New Jersey, and he's in the center ring. Headline, 100K New Jersey public workers could be partially furloughed under a plan proposed by state Senate. That would be Gloucester County's finest, State Senator Steve Sweeney. Hey, Steve, welcome back to the show. Mr. President, thank you for joining us.
Dom, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has been. I'm very glad Dan hooked up with you because this is vitally important, and it's making national news today with Murphy McConnell out there. Well, before this, I think on Monday, President Sweeney, you talked about public employees, 100,000 of them potentially. Lay out the plan, your vision of it, where you are now. Has it changed, or what's the plan?
Well, the plan's based off the CARE Act.
Okay.
And, you know, the federal government provided funding for businesses and governments if they furlough employees rather than lay them off. And this plan basically, we furlough 100,000 employees. We have a job sharing program, so they'll work 2 days a week. They will get paid with an unemployment, they're whole. In fact, people up to $76,000 will make even a little bit more money based on the way it's set up with the CARE Act. And they get their health care, they get their pensions, and governments in the state of New Jersey, municipal, county, and state will save about $750 million. We'll qualify for an additional $750 million from the federal government rather than the local governments having to go in their pockets. So, look, it was something we looked at. We passed a job sharing bill in 2011 that allowed the furloughing. So not every state has this, Dom.
Okay.
But it puts us in a position. It does put us in a position to where we can furlough employees and have access to more federal dollars. So, you know, as states are struggling and everyone's like, we don't know what's next. And you see McConnell saying, let states go bankrupt, which would disrupt the markets on. I don't get that statement. But I also worry about borrowing and what that does to our future. And, you know, before you borrow, you got to see what you can cut and we're in a place where we've never been before. And, you know, my fear is this is going to be, you know, when we come out of this, the economic crisis is going to be huge. Because how many businesses are going to be out of business because of this?
Right. You know? Well, here's the bottom line for me. I want to see everybody stay in their job. There's nothing more important. Well, some things are more important, but it's right up there. We both agree on that. I know you're a big jobs guy, union and others. So
yeah.
I'm not going to quibble with that. But then we get on, people see this, Steve, and they think we're not doing enough for the private businesses. That would mean to start to open some things up or at least give hope of a target date. The governor seems rather adamant about that, to put it mildly, as far as the vibe that we get from him. Are you on the same vibe? Because you just said, economically, the state's being killed. In South Jersey, I saw a piece today, South Jersey economy probably will take a $5 billion hit, particularly, as you know, tourism and the like, as we head into the summer.
You know, Tom, I think the governor's done a good job at, you know, trying to protect the residents of the state, but I also think we have to start looking at how we come back now. And it can't be July, it can't be June. We have to start figuring out how we start bringing the economy back. And what I did, Don, was I took the chair of our budget committee and the Republican leader, budget leader for that committee, and I put them together, and I said, let's start talking to industries on how they can start coming back safely. You know, Don, how we can start bringing businesses back so that they can actually start functioning again. Because we got to make sure we can put as many people back to work as safely as we can. But the economy is going to have to open up, because the devastation that's taking place here, when you read, last night I saw on the news, they said 58 million people are going to go hungry in this country. 19 million of them kids. We got to figure out how we can start working in a smart way. It was important to level the, you know, bring the curve down. And I give the governor a lot of high marks for doing that. But we now have to start transitioning into what is next. So the team that I put together is to work with the administration, but they're talking to businesses and asking businesses, how can you open up and honor the, you know, the, right, you know, the social distancing, and, like, you know, and they all have ideas on how to do it. So let's talk to them and let's work with the administration and say, look, we're not the owner of all great ideas. Government is not. The private sector has many good ideas, many more than we do at times. So let's talk to people that operate businesses. I talked to a hotel owner yesterday. He said, Steve, I figured out how I can open up, keep the social distancing, and you know, and be, you know, keep my people safe. So, you know, we're all ears, you know, but, you know, Tom, it's going to require a lot of testing. It is going to require a lot of testing, because this thing is something we haven't seen before.
But let me stop you and go back to what you were saying, though. You know, look, more testing the better. I'm all in agreement with that. But these people that are offering this, you are a powerhouse in New Jersey, and you have the Republicans certainly on your side with us. I don't know about the rest of the legislature. This is such good news hearing you say this stuff. What does it take, though, to get through to the governor and his staff? Because they're getting high marks in doing this, but right around the corner, particularly where you are in South Jersey, which is not as hard hit by this, if the shore economy, you know it better than I, you're doing it day to day, but my sources tell me, if they're not starting up in June, mid-June, in the shore economy, and we lose most of the summer, that cost them 3 to 5 years economically. They can't handle that.
No, and we would lose too many businesses, Tom. And, you know, and look, think about, and these are the things I think about. You have a restaurant and you seat 100 people.
Right.
Well, now you're only going to be able to seat 30. Is that financially feasible for someone to open up? But you know what I'm saying, Don? Like,
right,
there's a lot of thought that has to go into this, because we want to salvage, you know, these, it's killing me thinking about all these small businesses right now, because, you know, a lot of them aren't going to be able to come back. They got about a month's cash flow. And once they burn through that, unless the federal government, they're getting enough help from the federal government, they're not going to be around. And if I'm open, but no one has any money, I'm not going to be open. So the sooner we figure out the economy side of this, now the governor has said that he's going to announce plans tomorrow on how we start coming out of this. But I'm someone that's saying, look, responsibly, look, we got to get the curve down. You can't jump out before, you know, and like I said, and if you open up one section of the state, like South Jersey, Don, what happens if everyone flushes into South Jersey? Now we've created a crisis. So
okay, well, let me ask you, though, Steve, a specific, in your mind, ballpark, if you can, and you're an honest guy on this. If I were in your position, I would try to tell you. That would seem to me what Steve Sweeney is saying. Sometime late in May, something like that is reasonable. If we start gearing up now with that thought, the governor's mindset, what I'm reading, is well after Memorial Day, that this just can't be done before that. If you go in with that thought process, then it's not going to happen then anytime before mid-June or beyond.
And you know, Dom, and I'm hoping that we can start opening things up by Memorial Day.
Okay.
And listen, my problem is I don't have the access to the modeling that the governor keeps citing. They've offered to show it to us. But again, I think you can start opening some things up safely. You know, Pennsylvania and New York, I don't golf. Pennsylvania and New York opened up golf courses. So, you know, I talked to a couple golf course owners. They said to me, one was a young guy that lives in my hometown, says I put my whole life's, you know, savings, my house, everything on this place. And if you keep me closed down, I'm losing everything. And, right. You know, government has to try to, I got to try to protect from putting you out of business, Dom. So again, it's like, what can I open back up again? And how can I open it up safely? And we really need to work with the business community. Look, grocery stores are open, right? Drug stores are open. You know, we have liquor stores that are open. And I'm glad that Pennsylvania opened up theirs. You know what I mean? Finally. You know,
well, let me just identify Steve Sweeney with us. Steve, too, yeah, how about getting in the ear of the governor? The parks and things going on there. Look, if somebody's violating social distancing or doing something in the parks, this is a real sore point with a lot of people. The liquor stores are open. You know, I'm on board with that. But there's got to be a way in the parks to manage this so that people can at least enjoy that. I don't know if you're on board with that, but it makes sense to me based on what we're saying.
I'm on board with it. I would think that, listen, the state can control their parks. You know, they're the state parks. If county governments, and you know, I was the field director in Gloucester for a lot of years. Look, if I have sheriff's officers and park rangers, let me manage my parks. And if I have a problem, then I'll shut my park down. But give me the ability to manage my park. You know, because people do want to get out now, Dom. And as the weather starts getting better, you know, again, I live in West Stafford. We had this Park River one. So when they announced all the parks, you know, the municipal governments followed. I would go out there, Dom, and see families. You'd see groups, but they were families.
Right.
And others were keeping their 6 feet. You know, most of us, are taking this very serious and don't want to make anyone else sick. You know, I mean, you know, you don't want to get sick and you don't want to make anyone else sick. It's serious.
Gotcha.
But I think we got to give trust people a little bit that, look, this is a privilege, and if you screw around with it, it can be taken away. But let's find a way to at least let the local governments make their decisions on their parks. And realize, New Jersey is the most dense state in the nation. So, you know, we're built different down here, Dom. We're built a lot different in South Jersey than North Jersey. They're on top of each other. That's why you see the spike that they had.
Exactly.
You know, and they're New York. You know, North Jersey is the New York economy. North and partially Central, where we basically we're connected to Philadelphia. And,
yep.
And thank God, you know, Philly has done a pretty good job. Right. Up to this point of handling this.
Steve Sweeney with us. I have one parting area, Steve, and just a wish from me to you and from listeners. The number one thing, this is like potholes or worse. The unemployment offices, I know the numbers are huge, but everything has to be thrown into that. And a lot of listeners feel they are just not getting a response. Can you put that right in the center of your radar? You're a savvy guy. I'm sure you hear it. But I'm telling you, that's a number one complaint that we're getting. They want to be made whole at least a little bit. Get more people. Yeah. Whatever has to be done, do it.
Dom, it has to be all hands on deck. We anticipated this tsunami of unemployment. And if you're someone waiting on it and you can't get through, my office has been barraged by calls. And we do everything we can to try to help people. And I think at this point, when we spoke to the administration, they said they were like 65% through the claims. If you're one of the 35% that hasn't, that's not good enough. So we really are pushing hard to get as many people through. And then, Don, when this is over, when we do the post-op on this thing, we got to realize that we got a 40-year-old system that processes unemployment claims. We got to get with technology, and if it means spending a few bucks on that, then we got to spend a few bucks
on that. Absolutely. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. Please come back as developments happen. Don't be a stranger. We love talking with you. And again, I hope that your view on this is much more reasonable if the governor and others, and including Pennsylvania, enunciated those points of view, you know and I know there'd be a lot more buy-in. But if it continues and we don't have any hope of opening around Memorial Day or something like that and more restrictions, there's not going to be buy-in forever on this. The economy certainly is not buying in.
I agree, Tom. I agree.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.